Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
They get a check for earned income tax credit, and then there's our schools. Call the California Coalition for Immigration Reform, toll-free, 877-NO-ILLEGALS. That's 877-NO-ILLEGALS. Or go to SayNoToIllegals.org before it's too late.
Guess what you'll hear if you call the City of LA's 311 number to report graffiti or an abandoned sofa.
This is Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa. Soy su alcalde Antonio Villaraigosa. Bienvenidos al sistema de Los Ángeles 311. Si esta es una emergencia, por favor cuelgue y llame al 911.
To continue in English, press 1 now.
Can you believe that? To continue in English, press 1 now. This is America. L.A. is America's second largest city. But if we leave it in the hands of Villaraigosa and his fellow career politicians, L.A. will be more and more of a third world dump every single day. We can fix it. My name is Walter Moore. I'm running for mayor of L.A. right now. I need you to contribute to the committee to elect Walter Moore, which bought this ad, so we can make L.A. a great place to live and do business the way it used to be. Go to WalterMooreForMayor.com. We can fix L.A. WalterMooreForMayor.com.
heavyweight in the fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating the popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. Folks, last week in an interview with former Mexican President Vicente Fox, Sean Hannity said something that stopped me dead in my tracks. He said that the American public was fearful of terrorists and criminals who came here to prey upon us, but we were not fearful of illegal aliens who come here to work. And I take issue with that statement, because I don't think anyone living in the lap of luxury on Long Island is qualified to speak for the rest of us American people who aren't. Those of us who aren't as fortunate to be rich. Now, don't get me wrong. I know Sean worked hard for what he has, and I applaud him for that. But some of us didn't have those opportunities, and we don't have that money. So, therefore, we're stuck. We are stuck in the cesspool of this third world environment that's been heaped upon us by illegal aliens from all over the world. Now, when it comes to people who come here allegedly to just work, he says when it comes to people who come here to just allegedly work, it's okay. Here's what I say about people who come here to work. I am scared to death. And I guarantee you that most Americans feel the same way. We are afraid of those who come here to, quote, work, unquote, because of what they bring with them, folks. They bring poverty by way of suppressed wages and third world customs. I'm not knocking their customs. They just don't fit in our society. They fill our schools and worsen the education of our children. They fill up our prisons. They fill up our welfare rolls. They push Americans out of many skilled occupations. I have seen this firsthand. The illegal alien invasion is the defining issue of our time, and it baffles me why those in power, both elected and on the radio, treat it with such a lack of urgency. If you live where I live, you'd be urgent. Trust me. If you live in Arizona, Oklahoma, Texas, the Carolinas, Georgia, and most large cities in America, there is a definite sense of urgency to fix this in your life. Americans want it fixed when they have to deal with it, when it's personal, when it's down on a down dirty level, where you have to walk in it, wallow in it, look at it, breathe it. Then you understand that it must be fixed and be fixed soon. I would imagine rich people, because I ain't never been one, I would imagine rich people don't quite see it that way. Now, when you make statements that you only fear those who come across the border to terrorize us, you are ignoring the compounded damage being done by the lack of action towards the invasion. For the record, and I make this all the time, terrorism is a huge, huge, huge issue in our lives. We found that out on September the 11th, 2001. We should fight it. We are fighting it. We must continue to fight it. We should remain vigilant because terrorists are in the world and they're here to stay until we kill every damn one of them. And that's what I'm after. I want them all dead. Kill them all. Kill their families if that's what it takes to get them to leave us alone. That's right. Kill the terrorists. That's what America should be looking to do when it comes to terrorism. But until that day, while we are fighting terrorism and while we are making plans to be safe, we are being invaded. That is not a maybe. That is happening. We are being invaded. So I ask this question, and I ask it before. Why do the elitists not understand that? Why do they not understand it? People like Sean Hannity, why does he continually talk about the border? Well, I've been to the border 5 times. Have you been to South Central 5 times, Sean? Have you been to the Bronx? Have you been to parts of North Carolina and Georgia where illegal aliens have changed the entire culture of that area of the country? No! They don't understand that. O'Reilly doesn't understand it. Limbaugh doesn't understand it. None of them understand it because they don't live it. They don't get it. And I will continue to ask this question of them until I get a valid answer. Why is it you do not understand what is happening to America? I will talk about this constantly, folks. And I do that hoping that the idea that the invasion is changing our country forever will stick in the minds of those who can make a difference. And we're talking about those people with power, those people who can make things happen. Those people that can change the minds, those people who are on the air 4, 5, 6 hours a day and can direct the attitudes of people, and they're not doing it. Why do they continue to use the figure of 12 to 14 million illegal aliens in this country? Why? That figure is from a 2000 census, and with the way our cities and states are filling up with illegal aliens, it is ludicrous to think that zero illegal aliens have crossed our border and settled here in the United States in the last 7 years. By reasonable estimates, that number would be somewhere between 30 and 40 million illegal aliens in our country. If that's the case, why do I still hear people spout the 12 to 14 million number when that number is 7 years old? That's ridiculous. The number is so high, folks. There are so many illegal aliens in our country that Barbara Boxer, recently sensing a chance to use the census numbers to increase the power of the Democratic Party, attached an amendment to the appropriations bill, H.R. 3093, asking ICE to cease and desist any immigration raids and deportations until after the 2010 census. Can you imagine what this broad is trying to do? She is trying to direct policy in this country. She is trying to manipulate the population in this country by saying, leave the illegal aliens alone until after the census, then you can do whatever you want. We want to get them counted. You people in rural areas should be upset about that. That means California is going to take one of your representatives and going to put them on our tally. We are going to have more than we should have. No illegal alien should go into a census. That means people are being directed as representatives of that area. It is not right. Only Americans and legal resident aliens should be represented by our politicians. It is unbelievable. This is what those in power are attempting to do to us, folks. And those with the power to stop this are ignoring the issues. Let me show you just how bad it's getting. This is in this week's USA Today. Listen to this. Mexican discount airlines are using rock-bottom fares to cater to legal and illegal migrants heading for the U.S. The new airlines, known among flyers as Aero Migrante, Migrant Air, take passengers from central or southern Mexico to cities along the northern border, such as Tijuana and Mexicali. From there, customers make their own way across the border illegally. These flights are about the same price as a bus ride, and they get you there much quicker. And you know why? Because they see the value in them for the buck. Most of those flights return south nearly empty. And this is what we've got going on, folks. It's about the money. These Mexican airlines are making the money. The politicians are making the money. The big business is making the money. And yes, even those on talk radio are making money. Everybody but me. All because we won't fix this problem. We've got to fix this problem. Now, I'm not saying that Limbaugh and Sean Hannity are making money off illegal aliens. What I'm saying is the longer this problem goes on, it gives them more to talk about and more ways to fill that time on the radio. Me, I'd like to be out of business. I'd like to go back to my life. I'm not trying to be a great talk show host and spend my life doing this. If it happens, I'll take it. But as far as this problem goes, it keeps us on the air. I would be glad to not be on the air anymore because I wouldn't have this to talk about. Our country would be smart. It would fix it. And we could all have a reasonable place to live, the same kind of place that our parents had and we were trying to leave for our children. But until that happens, I will be here and I will be raising hell. And that's the name of that tune. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
I'm Steve Rimage, president of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. Today's message is about our county bureaucracy and how one aspect of the needless duplication of oversight effort might finally be closer to an end. Last Tuesday, the County Board of Supervisors requested a report from the new CAO on the performance of the Sheriff's Department's Office of Independent Review, the so-called OIR. The OIR might finally be asked to justify their $1.2 million annual cost. And that's good news to anyone who pays property taxes in Los Angeles County. The Office of Independent Review was added to the sheriff's bureaucracy 7 years ago to improve the perception of accountability among our ranks. Since we are already reviewed externally by County Counsel Merrick Bob, as well as our own internal affairs, internal criminal, and FBI, OIR doesn't seem to serve any real purpose except to provide public relations cover to the sheriff. Rather than paying lawyers to second-guess hardworking deputy sheriffs, we prefer the $1.2 million be spent on new patrol deputies in our county's underserved, unincorporated areas. That's a much more effective use of the resources. I'm Steve Remage. Please drive carefully, and thanks for listening.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we're talking about the illegal alien invasion of our country. Folks, I want to remind everybody out there that has friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice. They can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. I want to welcome all the good folks tonight at KFNX 1100 AM Phoenix, Arizona. The great KDON 720 AM Las Vegas, Nevada. All the folks listening on the RBN Network, welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that caller number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out. But don't forget, you get back all that you give. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown. This guy's going for the record, folks, but I can't help it. He does something stupid every week. In a legacy, and this guy's got some legacy, in a legacy that's becoming dirtier and uglier by the day, King George Bush has cemented his name to the title of the worst president in this and the previous millennium. Yeah, I know. Everybody wants to talk about Carter. Carter didn't leave any long-standing damage. Oh, he sucked. He's horrible. He's still horrible. But this guy's worse. This guy is going to cripple this country to a point where we won't be able to fix it for many, many, many years. He has done everything he can to give away America to the third world illegal alien invasion, and now he's attempting to take away our ability to defend ourselves from the very murderers that Sean Hannity talked about who came to this country to prey on innocent Americans. Every time King George does his plea for legalization, thousands of illegal aliens cross our border to be here when the great amnesty piñata breaks. But that's not bad enough for him. No, no. Now he's asking the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn the death penalty for an illegal alien from Mexico who viciously and brutally raped, sodomized, and murdered two Houston teenage girls, Jennifer Ertman and Elizabeth Pena. Two teenage girls. Unbelievable. They were strangled with their own shoelaces by Jose Medellin. This rotten piece of scum boasted and bragged about a Mickey Mouse watch that he took from one of the girls and kept as a souvenir to show what he had done. He confessed to the crime, and he and four others were sent to Texas's death row, where I only wish I could pull the switch on these clowns. And I wish it wasn't any of that stupid lethal injection. Straight electricity. Give them the juice. Fry them, because they're rotten bastards, and they should be fried. His younger brother, who was 14 at the time, received 40 years. Not enough. Now, why would the king of this country, George Bush Jr., intervene on the behalf of this low-life, rotten trash? He gave the reason, saying this man was an illegal alien and should be turned over to the United Nations World Court. That's what he said. I heard him say it. Should be turned over to the United Nations World Court. Then Bush said the failure of Texas to do this would undermine his efforts to conduct foreign policy. So in other words, for us to conduct foreign policy, we have to kiss the butt of the world. We have to go along with what the Hague says and the World Court tells us as Americans to do. Whatever happened to Americans being tough and strong and standing on our own as a sovereign nation? This man is a disaster for America. George Bush is the worst president I have ever seen in my lifetime. And one of you Republicans writes me and tells me, well, wait till you see what's coming next. I don't care what comes next. I am judging this man on the merits of his presidency. And he sucks. His merits suck. Everything about him sucks. He is horrible. And he is driving this country into a hole that will be felt by our great, great grandchildren. George Bush, you are horrible. And you may think you are the king, but you are not. What you are is the most horriblest clown of the week. Good Lord. It goes on and on, folks. Let's get right to our guest. Guy that I've come to know in recent months, guy down there fighting a good fight down in Oklahoma. And I mean, they're doing it down there. They got it going on down there, folks. They're not playing around waiting on the federal government to do anything for them. They have taken the lead in this country, along with the state of Arizona, along with the state of Georgia. They have taken the lead and said, you know what? If you don't do what we say, we'll do it for ourselves, as they are doing in Irvin, Texas. Dan Howard of Oklahoma. Dan, what do you hear? What do you say?
Good evening from Tulsa, buddy. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine. Now, I saw you the other day on this new show by this Rick Sanchez, this pro-illegal alien sob sister whiny get out four or five hankies and a box of tissues TV show that is really, really, really into helping these people stay in the country, and you held up really strong, and I love the statement you made. What I want you to tell the people tonight, what I want you to make them understand, Dan, is how enforcement works and how many illegal aliens are now leaving the state of Oklahoma.
Buddy, I tell you right now, I think when I first came on your show, we talked about the laws we passed in Oklahoma, that House Bill 1804,
right,
back in May, and how tough it was. They couldn't get jobs unless they passed a Social Security check. They can't get welfare if they're 14 years old or older anymore. And if they go in for a felony or a DUI, they get checks for Homeland Security and a whole bunch of other good stuff. Well, that was passed in May. It doesn't go into effect till the end of this month, on November 1st. But by mid-summer, we already had 20,000 illegal aliens leave Tulsa.
Woo-hoo!
And they expect another 10,000, Terry, to leave in the next 2 weeks before that law takes effect.
Now here's what I hear from this Rick Sanchez and other people. Well, you know, these people aren't hurting anybody. They come here to work, and they're not bothering anybody. Why should they have to live in terror of being deported? What do you say to that?
You know what I say to that? They don't have to live in terror. They need to get their asses back home, and they need to do what our founding fathers did 230 years ago. If they don't like their corruption, if they don't like Calderon and Vicente Fox and all that bogus bunch of bullcrap they've got going on down there, they don't like the fact that they don't have OSHA laws and they don't have minimum wage laws, they need to get their asses back to Mexico and have their own damn revolution.
I would agree with that. Go home and make a country that you don't run away from. And here's what gets me, and I'm not going to bring this guy up anymore, but I got to bring him up one more time. And I have watched it the last few days because some of our good people, you and William Gein and Dan Stein and others, have been on this program. It's called Out in the Open or something like that with Rick Sanchez.
Right.
Yeah. This guy is so pro illegal alien that he would do anything to keep him here. And I have a question. They have invited me to come on the show. It hasn't happened yet. But if I go on there, I've got a question to ask, and I'm not going to ask it because I don't want to preempt it. I don't want to give him an answer. But it's a very good question to ask this guy about his reasons for this. And what I suspect is Lou Dobbs is doing such a great job on this issue on CNN, they had to come and bring in somebody to counteract what he says after his show goes off.
He's an actor.
That's exactly what he is.
This way. And whether he's an actor or not, he is doing what he's told. He is supposed to be the counterpart to Lou Dobbs, I guarantee you.
Well, it's not working, and his activism on the air speaks for itself. But tell us exactly, how do you know these people are leaving the country, like you said?
Well, I'll tell you right now, you know how I know? I call it the Mexican cartel clergy, and they call it the National Coalition of Hispanic Clergy. They all get on the TV here about every 3 weeks, and they whine and moan about how many of them are leaving. And it's happening, Terry. You're not seeing near as many illegal aliens on construction sites now. Arkansas and Kansas are whining because they're getting overrun with all
illegal. Don't you love it?
Little Rock, Arkansas, the capital of Arkansas, had 5,000 of them from Tulsa or from Oklahoma show up just in that town alone. And when these Mexican preachers are whining, it's because their offering plates aren't getting
full. That's right.
Full like
yeah, with these churches, it's all about the plate.
It's all about money, buddy.
Especially the Catholic Church, who has the most parishioners. They want that plate to keep flowing, you know?
Yeah.
And that really amazes me. But what gets me about these organizations, if these, the ones who are trying to keep these people here, Dan, if these were Africans or people from Iceland or Mongolia, you wouldn't hear LULAC or any of these other organizations, these other racist, separatist, hate group organizations. Not one of them would speak up in behalf of these people. Am I right?
Buddy, you're absolutely right.
So there's a word for that. It's called racism.
That's exactly what it is. Anybody that names himself the race, their organization.
Thank you.
LaRaza? I mean, man, that's a no-brainer. I'll tell you right now, Terry, I ain't backing down from these SOBs. I am sick of this crap. You know, my grandfather, my great-grandfather's fought in the wars for this country, and I am not going to let their service go down in vain. And like you said in your opening there, I want my grandkids to have the same life that my ancestors made for me, and I'm not going to let a bunch of damned illegal aliens ruin my damn city.
Why would you, Dan? Somebody's got to stand up. You guys have stood up very well down there. Now, this law, has it been challenged in the courts yet?
Now, let me tell you something. That Mexican cartel clergy, you know, these touchy-feely Hispanic feel-good people, they've been in the media now 3 times in the last 6 weeks, and every time they come out, they say, oh, we're going to file that lawsuit. Go file that injunction. It's coming. We're going to file
and they haven't filed it yet, which makes me think this thing is bulletproof.
Let me tell you something, bud. It's going to have to be a judge like they've got up in that Ninth Circus Court of Appeals to throw this thing out, because the LULAC Legal Defense Fund, the Mexican American Legal Defense Fund, whatever they call that, the ACLU and the Southern Poverty Law Center, none of them are willing to touch it. And they were in the media the last time they were in the media, Terry. They said they're looking for a lawyer to take it on pro bono.
Give me a break. I'm sure they could find a million lawyers. They're not going to take it because it's a waste of time. They might have to pay some court costs.
I wouldn't be surprised if they file something. But I tell you right now, the best immigration law firm in the country wrote this to be right in line with federal immigration law. I really think it's going to hold water. But
what gets me, Dan, is how anybody can fight against somebody trying to have laws upheld. All we're trying to do is get our laws enforced, and they're fighting us on, no, we don't want these laws enforced. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, now you like that reporter. They didn't run this on CNN, but when they came and interviewed me, he said, well, we're going to interview a family here that's been here 10 years. The father came here 10 years ago illegally. He's got a daughter now. They don't want to have to go back to Mexico. And it's just a shame they've been here that long. They built a life. What do you have to say to that?
And I would deport him.
I gotta say that. I said, why do you got to say to the guy that had to start taking his belt up a notch every year,
that's right,
about 10 years ago, whenever
nobody cares about him, Dan, because he's an American. It doesn't matter. I got to go, buddy. I want to thank you for coming on. You and I would do the same thing with that 10-year person. We would deport him quicker. He could say Jack Robinson. I like I always say, I'll drive the bus and buy the gas. Dan, I appreciate you coming on with us, buddy. Keep fighting that good fight. Stay in touch. This is great stuff. It encourages other people to do the same thing. We are not going down on this one. We will fight this fight until it's fixed.
You, buddy, you got it. The fundraiser for Tancredo were great. You're right, man. He is up. He's solid as gold.
Fabulous guy.
He said if every state passed our laws, we would have this.
That's right. You guys are setting an example. You, Arizona, and the state of Georgia have set examples for the rest of us. Thanks, Dan Howard. Thanks, buddy.
Take care, bud.
OutragedPatriots.com, folks, if you want to check out his website. Take care, buddy.
You bet.
Dan Howard, what a great guy, folks. A guy that could be an example to all of us. Here's another great guy I want you to hear. I play it every week because every week I hear from somebody that just is outraged. And this guy helps our fundraising like you wouldn't believe, and we need the help fundraising. This is Augustine Sabeda of the Brown Berets Dais Line, courtesy of CCIR. See what he thinks of you as an American citizen.
I was Dean Sabeda of the Brown Berets. We're here today to show L.A., show the minority people here, the Anglo-Saxons, that we are here, the majority. We're here to stay. We do the work in this city. We take care of the spoiled brat children. We clean their offices. We pick the food. We do the manufacturing in the factories of LA. We are the majority here, and we are not going to be pushed around. We're here in Westwood. This is the fourth time we've been here in the last 2 months to show white Anglo-Saxon Protestant LA, the few of you who remain, that we are the majority, and we claim this land is ours. It's always been ours, and we're still here. And none of this talk about deporting. If anybody's going to be deported, it's going to be you.
Go back to Simi Valley, you skunks! Go back to Woodland Hills! Go back to Boston! Go back to the Plymouth Rock, you pilgrims! Get out! We are the future! You're old and tired! Go on! We have beaten you! Leave like beaten rats!
You old white people, it is your duty to die!
Even their own ethicists say that they should die. They have a duty to die. They're taking taking up too much space, too much air. We are the majority in L.A. There's over 7 million Mexicans in L.A. County alone. We are the majority. And you're going to see every day more and more of it as we manifest, as our young people grow up and graduate from high school, go on to college, and start taking over this society. Our people are the vast majority of people are under the age of 15 years old. Right now, we're already controlling those elections, whether it's through violence or nonviolence, through love of having children, we're going to take over.
Plaza Fuerza, this is Aslan, this is Mexico.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Information and tickets. Go to KRLA870.com. The station is 870 KRLA. Intelligent, conservative, talk radio.
Halloween is coming. You know what's really scary? Something that can make you scream like a college student trying to ask John Kerry a question? It's now playing in downtown L.A. It's called Nightmare on Spring Street.
Soy su alcalde, Antonio Villaraigosa.
To continue in English, press 1 now.
And the sequel is even more frightening because Mayor Villaraigosa turns into Governor Villaraigosa. To stop this monster, you don't need a wooden stake. You need to contribute to the committee to elect Walter Moore, which bought this ad. I'm Walter Moore. You know me. You know my platform. You know my credentials. You know I'd make a terrific mayor. But you have to help. Don't put it off another day. In fact, consider Halloween the deadline. Halloween is your deadline to put up or shut up. Help me raise the remaining funds I need to get in the televised debates and turn this city around. Go to WalterMooreForMayor.com and the nightmare, WalterMooreForMayor.com.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we're talking about the illegal alien invasion of our country. And, you know, folks, I told you I had a surprise for you guys, but we're going to put it off for one more week. It's in the mix. As soon as it happens, we'll let you know. But definitely next week, we'll have all the details for you. I guarantee you're going to love it. It's going to be a great deal. Let's get right to the phones. Let's go to Kurt calling from Santa Monica on a cell phone. Kurt, what do you hear? What do you say?
Okay, here, Terry Anderson, I tell you what, you're a red, white, and blue American if I ever heard one. I can't believe it. You're only on the radio 1 hour, and you ought to be syndicated for 3 hours a night. And, you're talking about Bush. I voted for Bush twice, and now I hope to, it's hard to say this without cursing, but I hope that they impeach him. Then I hope they try him as a traitor, And he is the biggest traitor this country has ever had, bar none.
I would agree. Right up there with Benedict Arnold. I would agree. And I don't care who he ran against. I don't care who he's better than. I am judging him, Kurt, on his own merits and the merits of his presidency. And as far as that goes, he sucks.
He's worse than Benedict Arnold.
Yep.
Yeah.
I would agree. Okay. All right, Kurt, I appreciate the call. You call me again.
Okay, thank you.
All right, buddy, take care.
Bye.
All right, let's go to Barbara Cole. Barbara, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry.
What's up, kid?
Well, we want to invite all of your listeners to attend our Wednesday, October 24th, 2007 meeting, because we have a great guy who is a constitutional scholar on the 14th Amendment, because CCIR is going to be pursuing efforts to deny benefits to illegal alien anchor babies, which are costing us billions of dollars every year.
They're killing us.
That's right. And our keynote speaker is going to be Bruce Crawford. We urge your listeners to attend this meeting and have him explain specifically how the 14th Amendment is not being enforced as it was written and intended, so that when we get geared up to pursue a very possible initiative, California initiative, to get these anchor babies off of our taxpayer payroll, they will know exactly what we're talking about. So I do so hope that your listeners will attend this meeting. Again, that's Wednesday, October 24th, 7:30 p.m. At Garden Grove Women's Club, 9501 Chapman Avenue at Gilbert in Garden Grove. And if they need additional details about this meeting, we urge them to call our toll-free number, which is easy to remember, 877-NO-ILLEGALS.
Sounds good, kid. Sounds like a great meeting.
And, folks, I cannot urge you more strongly to support Terry's program. We've got to keep him on the air because he brings us the truth, the total unvarnished truth every week.
Well, I appreciate that, Barbara, and we will continue
this
to...
This is an unsolicited...
Yes, it is.
Plug.
But we will accept it, and we appreciate it. Thanks, Barbara.
Okay, Terry.
Take care.
Love you, and God bless.
All right, kid.
Bye-bye.
And, folks, what she's talking about is right. We do need your help to stay on the air. If you want to help us with the show, if you don't, that's fine. You can listen to it free. We can't stop you. But we would like your help. I get a lot of emails from people who tell me they enjoy the show, and I, you know, look for their check, and I don't see it. You know, you can go through PayPal on our website if you want. I'm not asking you to send us $1 million. Just help us stay on the air. It is very expensive. It's a very expensive proposition. These people here at KRLA, they don't care anything about our message. The other stations, all they want is the money. That's what they care about because they're running businesses, and I understand that. So if you want to help us stay on the air, send your donation to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. That's the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. We still have the book offer. I haven't looked at the mail yet. We're going to check and see how many people wanted that book, the great Dan Sheehy book about immigration anarchy. It's a fabulous book. Lots of autographs in there of people who are mentioned in the book, and by Dan, of course, himself, which is the most important signature there. And anybody that wants the book, send us $100. I know it sounds like a lot of money, but a lot of you people already sent $100. And if you want the book, send that $100 again, and we'll give it to you. And when those books are gone, there's 20 of them, that will be the end of it. But we would like to get those books out now because Dan's going on his speaking tour, so it is very, very timely. Let's go to Marcy calling from somewhere. Marcy, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hello, Terry. Well, I'll tell you, I'm just mad as hell tonight at
Good.
Barbara Boxer at her attaching this amendment, essay 3246, to the spending bill.
Can you imagine that?
I cannot. And, you know, it's time that we start sending these elected officials our messages that we are mad as hell and not going to take
That's
it
right.
anymore.
That's right. Absolutely. I agree.
And on Thursday, I believe it's Thursday, the 19th, we're going to have a protest rally at Barbara Boxer's San Bernardino office from 1 to 5 on Thursday. And I hope your listeners will show up because we need all the voices we can get down
now
there.
That's this,
send
that's,
her the message.
That's this coming Thursday. Folks, if you don't understand what we're talking about here, Barbara Boxer tried to attach, well, she didn't try. She attached an attachment to a bill, to a money bill that said that the government, the ICE has to stop deporting people until after the census. Do you know how many illegal aliens we will have in this country in 3 more years? This is outrageous. And this is what she's trying to get away. This is a shenanigan. That's what this is. And they're going to protest her and let her know how they feel about it. Now, do you have an address on that, Marcy?
Yes, I do. It's 201 Northeast Street in San Bernardino.
And that's
in front of Barbara Boxer's office.
And that's Thursday at what time?
From 1 to 5.
Sounds good. I hope you guys
have a
great turnout there, Marcy.
Well, thank you, Terry. And we're trying to get all the people out there that we can. And we know that if we get out there and protest and let them know that, you know, we're just not going to take it anymore.
That's right.
It works.
That's the heat. And we've got to keep bringing the heat to these idiot politicians.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger proved that today by vetoing the DREAM Act. Because we were on that call, on the phone, calling him constantly. And
well, it looks like
letting him know we did not want.
Looks like Arnold snipped the lace off his panties for a few hours to get rid of that. We're happy about that. Marcy, thanks for the call. Let us know how your event goes.
I certainly will.
Right.
And thank you so much, Terry. You're doing a great job out there.
Thank you so much. You take care.
Okay, you do.
Let's go to Thomas calling from Winnetka, California. Thomas, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. I am angrier than angry. We let one get by. Arnold Schwarzenegger passed a bill where landlords cannot question the immigration status of their tenants. And from what I gather, they cannot disallow them from renting even if they know they're illegal aliens.
Well, I don't know if that's absolutely correct, Thomas. I'll have to read it again. I think what the bill said was that cities cannot require that landlords ask about somebody's status. I think that's, but either way, he had no right to veto this. I mean, to sign this bill. I mean, this is ridiculous. Here's a chance for us to find out who's in these apartments who shouldn't be. No illegal alien is supposed to remain in this country, and we're not supposed to give aid to them in as far as shelter, employment, or anything else. And that includes these rotten banks that loan them money. They should not be helped to stay in this country. And anybody that says they should, anybody that says they should is wrong. We should be cracking down on it instead of making ways for them to stay here. So I agree with you about Arnold. That was the day he had the lace on the panties. He's horrible, man.
I was so mad. You know, the other thing, I agree with what Kirk said about George Bush 100%. To me, he is the most disgusting.
He's disgusting.
Traitorous, useless bum. And I can't stand hearing these good-for-nothing Republicans telling us how history will be kind to George Bush.
History will not be kind.
And if history is kind, it is lying to us. It is lying
That's
to
right.
us like the media lies to us.
That's
already.
Right. And let's just say, let me tell you something, folks. Thomas and I aren't knocking the Republican Party because we're some left-wing, super liberal people who just hate Republicans. No, no, no. I'm a conservative. I don't speak for Thomas. I'm a conservative. I'm way to the right. And I'm going to tell you, I can't stand George Bush. And that's from a conservative American who sees most things in a conservative light. George Bush is horrible based on that. And I'm not going to compare him to anybody, Thomas. I get so sick of these people who tell me, well, he's better than Kerry would have been. He has the presidency. He's got to prove his own name now. He's got to stand. He's got to stand in his own shoes and make his own name. And he hasn't done that. His name is Mud. Thomas, thanks for the call, buddy.
Terry, I'll get that check into you this week.
All right. Appreciate it.
Thank you,
sir. Let's go to Ron, calling from Los Angeles. Ron, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yes. Judge in San Francisco has restrained the federal government from cracking down illegals, and the lawsuit was brought up by the usual suspects, ACLU, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and get this, the AFL-CIO
mm-hmm.
also was involved.
Do you remember when unions were for American workers? Remember that?
But before 1960, exactly.
Yep, yep.
Exactly. But today, the unions, let me tell you, the unions don't care. All they care about is getting their dues because
dues.
The unions could care less about the worker. They are in bed with the bosses.
These unions are whores. They are whores, Ron. They want the money just like these churches are whores. All they want is the money in a collection plate.
Yeah, and one more thing before I go. Antonio Villaraigosa wants gang money from Washington. All he has to do is get the police. Use 75% of the money for the gang program for the police here, and he'll take care of the gangs in a hurry.
Ain't that the truth? Thanks for the call, buddy.
Thanks, Terry.
Let's go to Daniel calling from Culver City, California. Daniel, what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, how you doing? I just heard, checked out on Alley Pack. They said, do you ever hear Los Zetas or something like that, that group?
Oh, what's the name of the group?
Los Zetas or something like that. I emailed it to you. They said they put a death threat out towards Sheriff Joe.
Oh yeah, they said they were going to do that. I'm sure he's shaking in his boots right now.
Yeah, I can see. People don't understand how bad this is going to get with these airlines flying these people right to the border now.
Yep.
It's going to double, triple.
And did you hear what I said, Dan? Did you hear what I said? That they're flying that these planes are full coming north and they're empty going back down south. Empty, and they can still turn a profit with an empty airplane. That is outrageous that they're doing.
Now, we need to put a lot of pressure on everyone right now.
Or maybe we contract those airlines and get them to, after they drop off their people in Mexicali, to come up here, and we'll fill them up with illegal aliens to be dropped down there.
Flying back home.
There you go. I'm with it. Thanks, Dan. Let's go to Robert calling from Santa Barbara, California. Robert, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yes, sir. I was going to say that somebody's got to write an emergency bill. Mr. Tom Tancred would be perfect for that. See, the thing is that we say, well, we vote these people out of office. We can't vote nobody out of office because illegals are voting multiple times, and it is a fact that they steal identities, and then they just create these stealth people that don't exist. Like
Robert, I agree with you that illegals are voting. You're absolutely right. You know who else is voting these people in? Stupid Americans. A lot of stupid Americans are voting. Look at the people in Arizona. I love the people in Arizona. But they keep putting McCain in office. They keep putting Jeff Flake in office. They keep electing these people to office, and these people are against us. And they keep putting them in because they're Republicans.
But the problem is, sir, that you don't know who a real voter is. See,
that's true.
They should publish online who voted. And say, for example, John Doe voted in Colorado. His name is so-and-so, and he voted in Colorado. You can't vote in five different states and five different counties. See, they keep it a secret because the fact of the matter is illegals are getting told online by La Raza and other organizations because some illegals have told me. They wait till the computer comes out, and they tell them in Spanish who to vote for, what to do, and they're instructed like little flies, and they do exactly what they're told. So when you got 30 million people using 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 alias votes, and they can just manipulate the whole structure. And guess what? These people that are in office, they're getting paid fat, all right? Open borders. So we got to have an emergency bill saying that it's a federal law. If you lie when you vote, you got to do some time. Because here's what's happening. And also, two things. Publish the voters. That was not the address, just that the person resides in this county and they voted for this, because you can't vote in five different states.
Well, they've got to have some type of foolproof ID when you go up there to vote. Well, it's foolproof. That's an oxymoron.
And they got to have a bill saying that they got to prove that you're not illegal alien. Illegal aliens should not be able to vote or buy property in our country, because if you buy up every square foot of dirt, who owns it?
Yeah, you transfer ownership by proxy. Robert, thanks for the call, buddy. Great call. Take care. Let's go to Jose calling from Los Angeles. Jose, what do you hear? What do you say?
Viva Howard Stern. Viva.
Okay, let's go to Dave calling from Canoga Park. Dave, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, how you doing?
Pretty good.
You know, this mayor, Villaraigosa, he's got to go. I mean, this mayor is a mayor for Mexicans only.
Yeah, he is.
He's white. If you're black.
No, he's a Mexican mayor. That's what he is.
He is not your mayor. He is not your mayor if you're not a Mexican. And every day, something goes on in this city that just irks me to death. We need to get this guy recalled some kind of way and get him out, because the L.A. government is a banana republic right now. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's a banana republic in this city.
Well, not just the city. The state's going that way, too, buddy. I mean, come on.
Well, as far as Fabian Junior
goes,
of course.
Yeah, the state. And Gil Cedillo, the state's going that way also.
Right.
The more of these people, and Dave, I'm sure that there is some Hispanic person that you would vote for president of the United States. I know there are Hispanics I would vote for president of the United States. But these people, we're not talking about race here.
Right.
We're talking about a bunch of people who are not loyal to this country and are loyal to a foreign land. That's what this mayor, that's what this Speaker of the House, that's what this Gil Cedillo, they only care about their race.
Right.
Jeez, and people can't see this.
That's
this
it.
Is outrageous.
I
it's
know.
Really outrageous.
And one other thing, we need to start a recall petition to get this mayor out of office. Somebody's got to do this.
Well, you get it going, and you let me know.
I will.
All right, buddy.
Thanks
for the call.
Sure, bye-bye.
Let's go to Michelle calling from Phoenix. Michelle, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. Thanks for taking the call. This is Michelle with Mothers Against Illegal Aliens.
Hey, kid. How you doing?
Good. I wanted you guys all to know that MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, sent me a letter from their attorneys telling me they wanted me to change the name of my organization and take Mothers Against out of our name. And I'm going to be fighting this tooth and nail because I'm not giving up our name.
Did they threaten you?
Well, they told me that I had 10 days to change the name of my domain name and the name of everything that I have connected to Mothers Against Illegal Aliens.
Otherwise,
they'll be seeking other rights to enforce their rights.
Yeah, no, I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know what to tell you on that, but that seems a little thin to me.
Well, it is. I've consulted with an attorney, and he thinks that I've got a lot to stand on here. But what I did a little research, and apparently MAD had the former La Raza president, Raul, I can't pronounce his last name, he was on one of their boards.
Ah.
And MAD has also given out awards to a Congresswoman, Lucille Roy Ballard from...
Roy Ballard, yeah.
Yeah. She apparently got an award from MAD from the former 2006 Miss America.
They gave an award to a racist.
Yeah, and this is a woman who's... This congresswoman is who had tried to sponsor a bill that would allow nonprofit agencies to solicit federal funding to conduct workshops for citizenship for immigrants. So MAD is not what we think it is. And what I'm really concerned about is that, you know, I got in touch with the former president and founder of MAD. Her name is Candy Leitner. And I told her about the letter, and she laughed. She thought it was silly. But when I asked her, why isn't MAD doing anything in regards to the illegal alien drunk drivers? Because right on their own website, they've got a diversity button. And when you click that, you'll see where everything's focused on the Hispanic Mexican people and the Mexican culture, where they talk about this right on their own website, that they're prone to drinking and driving. They start drinking at the age of 12, et cetera, et cetera. Yet MAD is out there promoting the safety of wearing seatbelts, but they're not promoting not giving driver's licenses to illegal aliens in New York, where they know that the probability and the likelihood of more fatalities caused by the majority of illegal aliens being Mexicans here and the fact that they drink and drive and they don't know the laws. I just find it deplorable that MAD has turned their back on the people of America.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Let us know how it goes.
I sure will. Thank you so much.
If
anybody wants to look at the letter, it's up on my website. If they want to read the letter that MAD sent me, it's at www.mothersagainstillegalaliens.org. And we are going to stay being
Maya. Let us know what happens, Michelle. We really want to know.
I love you. Bye.
Take care. All right, let's go to Max calling from Hermosa Beach, California. Max, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry. Hey, great news. CBSNews.com is a video of protesters tearing down the Vicente Fox statue.
Yeah, down in Boca del Rio in Veracruz.
And it's a statue that looks just like Saddam Hussein with the arm up in the air.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah, they ripped it down. It was supposed to be dedicated this Sunday, I believe, and they tore it down and damaged it. That's the ex-ruling party before Fox got in is the ones who did it. Unbelievable.
The revolution is starting.
Yeah, maybe it is. I hope it happens down there, but I also hope it happens here. You know, I just hope it's a little more civilized here than it was than it was down there when they had the last one, you know. But we'll see what happens.
Oh, no, they chased George Washington around like a dog.
Thanks for the call, Max.
All right.
Let's go to Tom calling from Santa Barbara, California. Tom, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hey, Terry, I'll be quick. There's a letter in the San Diego Union from a guy who had made a very astute observation that in the 1860s, if this Judge Breyer from the Ninth Circuit that overthrew this recent ruling and the ACLU was around and the Chamber of Commerce, the abolition of slavery would not have taken place. if you read this Judge Breyer's rationalization for not ruling on the side of Americans, you would have that same logic. And you, anyway, the essence was the ACLU, and especially the Chamber of Commerce, would have argued against the abolition of slavery because it would have removed cheap labor from the economy.
Yeah, that's what they say. Who's going to pick the cotton, you know?
Right.
If you get rid of slaves, the country will fall, you know. Guess what happened? The cotton got picked, Tom.
Well, yeah, right. I know. Exactly true. And I think everybody listening ought to call their local branch of the Chamber of Commerce and raise hell with them because they're traitors.
Sounds good to me. Tom, thanks for the call.
Thanks, sir. Bye.
Let's go to Mike calling from South Bend, Indiana. Mike, what do you hear? What do you say?
Actually, Terry, our city police here, our county police, are actually doing something about immigration. When we get illegals here, when they are arrested, I guess they are getting hold of ICE and deporting them here.
That's a good thing. That's what needs to happen everywhere, Mike. And I don't understand why it's not. But you know what? Every week there's a new town that says, you know what? Enough is enough. Enough is enough. And that's what we want.
Right. A lot of our jobs are we're RV manufacturers mm-hmm. up in this area, and it's all been taken over by illegals.
Unbelievable. All right, Mike, thanks for the call. You guys are going to have a visit from us next week. SC's coming to South Bend.
We're going to try to whip you. We're a young team right now, but we'll give it a try.
Yeah, good luck. Real young. Anyway, you guys beat UCLA. That's a good thing. Thanks for the call, Mike.
All right,
let's go to Noella calling from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Noella, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hi, Terry. This is Tennessee Nana and the rest of your fans at freerepublic.com. And we all love you, and we're hoping that your great surprise is going to be some extra airtime that you're going to be on now 2 or 3 hours.
That's not it, but we'll have it.
Is it close to that?
No.
You know I'm the resident real immigrant around here.
I know you are, and I appreciate all your work on Free Republic and all the rest of the folks. And we'll have that information next week. But thanks for the call, Noella.
Okay.
You take care. All right. Take care. What a nice lady. Let's go to Greg calling from Reno real quick. Greg, what do you hear? What do you say?
Sounds like Bush has outdone himself, a new personal best.
Yeah.
And I watched the debate. It's obvious that Tancredo and Hunter are the only ones worth voting for. And
the only one, I mean, these guys are well above. You know, I was just talking to Laura Sriscala, who comes on after me, and her and I were talking about the same thing. Why can't these second-tier guys, alleged second-tier guys, get more time on these debates? Just because their names aren't as big, they're talking our language. These are the guys we want. But no, these talk show hosts that could elevate them with more time on their shows won't do it. They won't do it. Greg, thanks for the call, buddy. Real quick, let's go to Cindy calling from Hereford, Arizona. Cindy, what do you hear? What do you say? You got about 15 seconds.
Hi, Terry. I just wanted to let everyone know that a wonderful patriot, Walter Hessner, passed away on October 7th. If you go to desertvisions.us.
I saw it today.
We put a memorial up. And Walter came from California. He was there with you folks fighting for 187 before we were blessed with him here.
Bad news, but that's
so
too bad.
He was from California.
He was a big asset to the movement.
9/11 families told me today they sent that out to 6,000 people.
Thanks for the call, Cindy.
So I'd like to honor Walter.
We appreciate it. Thanks for the call. Got to go. All right, folks, don't forget... we need your help to stay on the air. Please send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. Don't forget This Week with the Swings. Great stuff this week's show. On This Week with the Swings, you can read on our website, The Bush Spitzer Wedding, and Don't Ask, Don't Tell. You're going to love Don't Ask, Don't Tell. I want to thank Alex Cano, my buddy, for engineer, great engineer. I want to thank Mel for taking your calls, my producer, Michael Warner. Don't forget Mark Edwards every Saturday night, TheWakeUpAmerica.com on KFNX. Kevin James here every weekday night on KRLA. Buy something American, folks. And if you want to hear about terrorism, stick around for Laura Sriscala Live. She'll give you the whole skinny. Don't forget those three websites we talk about every week, TheTerryAndersonShow.com. And don't forget our good buddy Rusty Childress at ImmigrationBuzz.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. The ideology.